Okay, we're starting here with the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah, now we're moving over to the world of Menachot and Ofot. And over here it says, Menachot hayu nikmatzot b'chol makom bazara. When it comes to a mincha, the kmitza, which is the equivalent of shkita by the behemah, is done anywhere in the azara, which is similar to the kodshim kalim, which are done anywhere in the azara, despite the fact that menachot are really kodshei kodashim. The consumption of the mincha, the sharia mincha, which go to the kohanim, that has to be eaten inside the azara by the male kohanim, which is usually the way that it's handled for kodshei kodashim. There's aspects like kodshim kalim, which is that it can be done anywhere in the azara. There's aspects of kodshei kodashim, which it really is, the mincha, that it is eaten, zichrei kuna, in the azara. As we've noted before, b'chol ma'achal, any way they please, the Kohanim can eat the Sharia Mincha. The Yom V'Laila Ad Chatzot, for one day and one night until Chatzot, which are all trappings of Kodshei Kodashim, which a Mincha is. Now, Amar Rav Elazar, Mincha Shenik Mitza Beichal Ksheira. If the Mincha has the Kmitza taken off in the Heichal, that's fine. Shekein Matzinu B'Siluk Bazichin. Because we have precedence for that with regard to the Bazichim, which are the utensils that hold the frankincense, the Levona, of the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan. So they are found in the Kodesh. So we already find equivalent of a Mincha, or a subset of a Mincha that has a Matir that's found inside the Kodesh, inside the Echal, which are taken off every Shabbat and placed on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So too, for a Mincha, you can do the Kmitza inside of the Echal. So Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiyah challenged that. And the Pasuk says, by the Minchat Nedava, in Vayikra, it says that the individual, after the individual wants to donate, wants to bring a mincha, he brings it to Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, bikamatz misham malo kumtso, he takes off of there a kmitza, misalta, mishamna, from the solut, the flour, mishamna, from the oil, alkol libonota, and the libona, which is placed on top, viktir akoinet azkarata mizbecha, that comment that's taken off goes onto the Mizbeach, Yishei Reach Nechoach LaHashem. So here the Gemara is focused on the word, Bekamatz Misham, from there. Misham, in essence, should mean the Kli, or the Mincha that is brought. The previous Pasuk speaks about Nefesh Ki Tekriv Korban Mincha LaHashem, Sol Diyek Kormano, V'yatzaka LaHashemet, V'natan Alea Livona, V'hevi Al Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, Bekamatz Misham. From that which you brought, you take off the Kmitza. So the antecedent of the sham is likely the kli or the utensil or the effect that you brought a mincha. But the chazal note that the word sham is extraneous. And so therefore, Rabbi Yirmiya over here is bringing a braita that says, v'kamatz misham, mimakom shragle hazar omdot. That the misham is a reference back to the donator. The beginning of the previous pasuk is, nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'ashem. So then it says, v'kamatz misham, Misham means from the location in which the donator can go or is standing. That's what it means, Misham. So that would imply that you have the right to take off a kmitza anywhere that a zar can go. And obviously, we don't need safon by the mincha. We already established that in the Mishnah. Areas of the azara where the zar can go. But certainly the zar can't enter into the heichal. For whatever reason, there's an iser for the zar to enter into the heichal. So that's clearly not the location that we're speaking about when it says Mikamatz Misham. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's challenge to Rabbi Elazar. How can you say that you could do Kmitza in Eichal when the Pasuk seems to indicate otherwise? Ben Beter Omer, Minayin Shim Kamatz B'Smol, Shef Zivi Kamatz B'Yamin. How do you know that if you did the Kmitza incorrectly with your left hand, that you put it back and you do it again with your right hand, you get to do a do-over? Tamud Omer, Misham, Mimakom Shekamatz Kvar. When it says there, v'kamatz misham, means you take off a kmitza from something you've already taken off a kmitza from. Obviously not when you've done it correctly, but in a case when you've done it incorrectly, you can do it again in order to get it right. And that's v'kamatz misham, from the same place you took a kmitza before, you take it off again. The challenge from Yirmiyah is the earlier part of the Braita. Yigadamre, hum otivla, v'hum efarekla. So some have the answer brought in the following manner, which is, Rabbi Yirmiyah opposed the challenge. He also brought the answer himself. Igad Amre, Amarle, Rabbi, here we have Akiva, the Alvatunek Girsa, which seems more likely is Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Rabbi Yaakov says to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Sabra Lecha, I'll explain it to you. So either it was Rabbi Yirmiyah himself who came up with the answer, or someone else came up with an answer to explain the Braita, that then would not be a stira of the Rabbi Elazar. Lo nitzrucha el akshir kol azara kula. Kamatz Misham comes to tell you that there's no restriction in terms of the mincha, that the mincha can be brought anywhere in the azara, and it's not limited in any way. But in that sense, it's not a question of Rabbi Elazar, because it's not addressing the heichal issue. It's coming to address another issue, which is you would thought that the mincha, or the kmitzat mincha, would be limited in scope. And so along comes the kamatz misham to say anywhere the tzar can go, then you can take it off. Breaking that havamina, that you would have thought there's a limited scope. And that is sakadat chamina, we'd have thought, hov ula kodshe kodeshim, umincha kodshe kodeshim, just like an ula, it's kodshe kodeshim. And so is a mincha, ma'ula tu'una tzafon, just like the ula has a requirement of shkita in the tzafon, and processing in the tzafon, av mincha tu'una tzafon, so too the k'mitzat mincha, processing the mincha, should be done in the north. Meaning that if you have ula, that's in the tzafon, it's kodesh kodeshim, as we noted before, that mincha is kodshe kodeshim and not kodshim kalim, then it should also have to be in the tzafon. We saw in the Mishnah, the only exception to the rule of kodshe kodeshim by the mincha is that it doesn't have to be done with tzafon anywhere in the azara. So you would have thought it should be like an olan done only in the tzafon. Where it says you can't make such a comparison or have such a havamina because malola shekein kalil. Olah goes totally on the mizbeach, that's not true of a mincha. Mechatat. You would have learned it from a chatat. Chatat, which is also kodshe kodeshim, that would teach us that by the mincha you also need tzafon, just like you need it by the chatat. It says you can't learn from chatat. Malachatat shekein mechaperet tachayvei kreitot. Because chatat has a power that it brings atonement for serious violations that include items that would be subject to karet if you did them b'mezid. So you can't extrapolate from chatat to mincha, because chatat has a chumrah. B'asham. Learn it out from asham. These are all the korbanot that say kodshe kodoshim by them. They are the kodshe kodoshim. Let's learn from asham. Mal asham shekein minei damim. Asham also you can't learn from because asham has dam. It has a matnat mizbeach that includes dam, which in terms of the hierarchy of korbanot, we know that when the korban olev yored, the behema is the highest level, then the bird, then the mincha. So there's a unique aspect of behema, which makes it that you can't extrapolate to mincha because it has damim, as dam that goes in the mizbeach, which is a unique part of the avoda of a behema that would not be extrapolable to the mincha. So maybe mincha has a different din. So how about mikulhu? We'll put them all together. Ola, chatat, and asham. And each one of them will knock off the chumrah of the other, and then we'll learn mincha from those three kodshei kodeshim together. Malukulhu, shekein, minei, damim. Problem is, they have a common denominator that they're all dam that ends up in the mizbeach. They're all behemot that end up in the mizbeach. So again, even though we have a drashat chazal with regards to the mincha, that it's ishei reach nikoach l'Hashem, Hashem accepts any korban, echad ha-marveh, echad ha-mamit, there still is, in terms of hierarchy, the behema and the dam being placed on the mizbeach is a unique aspect of behema that can't be replicated. Maybe that unique aspect is what makes it that as a dinim tzafon that would not be applicable by the mincha. Ella itzrich. We need it because sakadat kamina. Ho viktiv. Because when it says in Parshat Tzav with regards to the processing of the mincha, it tells you that you bring the mincha v'igisha l'mizbeach. V'zol torat ha-mincha. Akrev ota b'nei Aron lifnei Hashem el p'nei ha-mizbeach. That's a pasuk we're going to discuss in a minute. That B'nei Aron have to bring it, lifnei Hashem al p'nei ha-mizbeach. It turns out that you require hagasha, the touching of the mincha, to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. And then immediately afterwards it says, ve'rim mimenu b'kumtso. You take off the komets, misot mincha u'mishamna, et kol avona, asher la mincha, similar to what we saw in Parshat Vayikra, v'gder mizbeach, rech nichoach, azkarata l'Hashem. So the connection between the hagashat mincha, the movement of the mincha towards the mizbeach, and the komets, that adjacency might have made you think that the gishal mizbeach v'rim mimenu b'kumtzon ma agasha b'keren marvit dromit, just like the agasha, the bringing of the mincha has to be touching the corner of the mizbeach on the southwestern side, af k'mitza b'keren marvit dromit. You'd also thought that the komets be done in the same location. Obviously not touching the mizbeach, but in the location where you do the hagashah, you would do the kmitzah. Because the pasuk of the kmitzah follows the hagashah, and the adjacency would make you think, or have a havamina, that it should be required that it be processed in that location. So that's what the limud comes to teach you, kamash malan. That's why we have the pasuk of kamatz misham, to tell you, makom shebaglei hazar umdot. Location where a zar can go, that indicates to you that it's not limited to the southwestern corner by the mizbeach, but anywhere in the azara you can do it, because the zar only can go there if it's necessary, but in general does not go to that location. The zar can be found both on the northern side and the southern side. The fact that you can bring it where the zar can go, that already breaks that hekesh between the hagashah, which is done on the floor standing by the mizbeach on the southwestern corner, and the komets, because you can do the kmitzah where a zar can go, and a zar is not limited in their scope. I mean, they can go all the way from the north to the south in the azara, even though they might be limited as how far they can go into the azara. Nevertheless, there's no limitation of tzafon, which would have been your thought process, or the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, but neither of those are places where you say about the zar that they're either limited in scope or it's a location where the zar normally goes. And therefore, that can't be the necessity of a komets to be done in that location. All right, so now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now we have a new statement with regards to the Heichal. The first statement we had was that the kmitzat, the mincha, can be done in the Heichal. Now we have another statement by Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim, Sheshachtam Heichal, Ksherim. You do Shechitat Shlamim inside of the Heichal, they are Ksherim. Now, we already learned back on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph, that when it comes to the chatat, or the chatot of pnimiyot, that we do them outside in the tzafon, and we don't do them inside the heichal. So there, Rashi says, the reason we don't do them inside of the heichal, back on Yudavim and Aleph, with regards to the chatot, is because lav orech aro. It's not appropriate, it's not proper etiquette, to shech inside the location, we'll call it, quote-unquote, the home of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the area where the Shekhinah is shorah. It would be inappropriate to do shechita over there. That's what Rashi says back on Yudah Raman Aleph. The problem with that, obviously, is this Gemara right here, which is that if by a chatat it's inappropriate, or it's not considered to be proper etiquette to do shechita inside of the Eichal, which is she'iyav shel batla the lav orech ara l'shkot be'eichal, that it's not appropriate to shech in the Eichal. That's what Rashi says back on Yudah Raman Aleph. And over there, Rabbi Kivager sends you to the Gemara over here and the Pali HaTosafot over here and says, take a look there because there's a serious issue. Shidim Gubetzit back there on your Dalet Amud Aleph. And Old Gimel brings Perish Rashi, Bikasha, Damrin in the Kaman, Shlamim Shushachta Meichal, Ksheirim. Our Gemara, which says explicitly that Shlamim can be done in the Eichal, that's Rabbi Yochanan's statement that we're reading right now. How can you then claim that the reason that a Chatat can't be shechted in the Eichal is because it's not proper etiquette? And therefore, the Kach Nira the Mori, therefore, the Shita Mekubetzit says that my Rebbe says the Taima Mishum de Chatat to Una Tzafon. Chatat is required to be shechted in the Tzafon. Ubeichal lo avi Tzafon. And in your Neichal, you're not on the northern side. You need to be north. Yerchab is back Tzafona. And with regards to the Eichal, or internally to the Eichal, that's not called Yerchab is back Tzafona. So you see, we discussed this back on Yav Yudalit, but here you see the reason that it can't be done in the Eichal for the Chatat of Pnimiyot. Rashi is Lav Orech Ara, which makes this Gemara very difficult. The Shita Mekubetzit said, he quotes from the Ma'arav, the reason there is a disqualification is because it fails in terms of Tzafon. You're not in the Tzafon when you're inside the Eichal. Then you can explain over here, Shlamim, that don't have a requirement for Tzafon, that can be done anywhere in the Azara. Now what we're saying is we can also do it in the Eichal. And the Baalei Tosafot point out that based on Rashi's statement back on Yudalid, that Sakada Thamifsa Lafi Mashpir Shakudras the El, So Perakamo, Moder of Shimon Chatotu Pnimiyot, Da Budasha Inu Kolavat Lamishum the Lav, Orach Ara the Shkot Beichal, Tamashma, Di Lavochi, had it not been for the fact that it was Lav Orach Ara to Shekht and Eichal, Haya Yechol Shkot Beichal, Avagab the Chatat by Itzafon. For Rashi, the failure to be able to do it in the Eichal is because it's inappropriate. That means, had it not been for the factor that it's inappropriate, Rashi would have allowed you to do it in the Eichal. That means that Rashi, as opposed to the Shita Mekubetzit back there, classifies the Eichal as being Tzafon. or north of the Mizbeach. So Tosafot over here uses that principle of Rashi back there to establish that Eichal is classified as Tzafon, and if you check that in there, it would not be a failure because of Tzafon, it's a failure because of Lav Orach Aro, although you're still then faced with the problem of how can you do a Shlamim inside of the Eichal. So now, Rabbi Yochanan brings this principle that Shlamim can be shechted in the Eichal, Shenemar, because it says by the Shlamim, Ushechato Petach Omoed. You shecht it at the entranceway to Omoed. Lo yitafel chamor min ha'ikar. And how could it be that the subordinate or secondary item is more stringent than the primary item? If there's a demand by the Shlamim to do it, Petach Omoed, that al-chat kama v'kama, if you're in the Ol Moed, that should be even better. The reason you do it, Petach Ol Moed, is to be Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Petach Ol Moed means to be in the presence or before the area that contains the presence of the Shekhinah. So if you're doing that externally and saying you have to be or oriented towards the Petach Ol Moed, and certainly if you're inside the Ol Moed, that should be even better. And so based on the requirement of Petach Ol Moed, Rabbi Yochanan says you could also from that, extrapolate, or come to the conclusion that Ol Moed itself should be kasher for the Shechita. How do we know if there's siege being laid to the Azara? So the Kohanim now want to eat their Kodshei Kodeshim, but they can only eat it in the Azara. But the Azara is under attack. Rashi over here says that V'yorim chitzim, they're shooting arrows, Va'avne blisterot and catapulted stones, the Toch Azara. So they have missiles and all these projectiles that are coming into the Azara. So the Kohanim can't sit there safely and eat their Kodshei Kodeshim. So what they want to do is they want to go into an area that is covered, an area that's protected. That's inside the Heichal. So they want to go in the Heichal to eat their Kodshei Kodeshim. How do we know if this is a circumstance that takes place that the Kohanim are permitted to do such? Tamalomar, Bikodesh HaKodoshim Tochlenu. The Pasuk in Korach, this week's Parsha, that says that these items are consumed in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Kodesh HaKodoshim, they're not taken literally, meaning Litnai V'Lifnim, in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, but Kodesh HaKodoshim, they're meaning the Heichal, the area which has an elevated status of Kedusha, or the Big Kodesh. In the place that is Kodesh, there you're permitted to eat it. V'amai. Why do you need a separate pasuk? Why do you need a separate limud to tell you that the Eichal is permissible in terms of the eating of the Kodshei Kodeshim? Neima bechatzar o moed yuchlu. We already know that with regards to the korbanot, there's a requirement that they be eaten in the chatzar o moed, in the azara. So if that's the case, v'yitafel chamor min ha'ikar. You can invoke the same principle, which is, if you have to eat them in the chatzar, then certainly in the primary location, which is the Mishkan or the Heichal and the Bayit, that should be permissible. That should fulfill the requirement of being B'chatzer Ol Moed. If the Chatzer is good enough, then the Ol Moed itself should certainly be good enough. Marseh Zachi Ashto, how can you compare the cases? This is the sentiment that you express, which is Hatam Avodah. When it comes to the Shechita, that's an Avodah that's done for Hashem. That's part of the Avodot that you're doing to process the Qurban, to present it before Hashem. So Adam Oved Bimkom Rabo. The person does work in front of their master, in front of their Rebbe. If you're in service of your master, then it's not necessarily inappropriate to do it in front of your master. So if you have servants that are working for an individual, the servants will be busy doing things even though the Rebbe is there. That's because whatever they're engaged in is for the benefit of the master, or at the behest of the master. So there you can make a claim that if it's Petach Ol Moed is good, then certainly Ol Moed should be good. And that's why we invoke the principle that if the subordinate is that way, then certainly the Ikar. So Petach Ol Moed is good, then Ol Moed is good. Achila, when it comes to Achila, or the consumption of Korbanot, there, that's a personal benefit. That's not something which is part of the Avodah before Rabo. That's taking care of your personal needs. That's what Rashi says over here. Diziluto de Rabehu. It is a denigration of the status of his master. Asot tzarchei eved lefanav. For the eved to take care of his own personal needs in front of the master. If he's working on behalf of the master, or doing the beckoning of his master, then to work in front of the master is only serves to enhance his submission and his doing what the master wants. But to take care of his personal needs in front of the master, that's a denigration. That's not something that's acceptable. Therefore, lo yaitafel chamor menikar lo amrina. You can't invoke the principle that if you can eat in the chatzer u'moed, then you certainly can eat inside of the eichal. So that's why you need a pasuk to specifically be matir the ability or the right to eat inside of the eichal. You wouldn't have known it from a logical argument. You need actually a pasuk to teach you that, because we bifurcated the din and said it depends. If you're engaged in avoda, then it's appropriate to be in the eichal. If you're engaged in eating the korbanot, your consumption, there it's inappropriate to be in the eichal. So without a waiver, without a pasuk to tell me that it's okay, we would not have permitted it. Now it seems from here, it's not mukhrach, but the way the Gemara is leaning, it seems that we're here expressing that kohanim are shluchei didan. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Gemara in Nedarim discusses whether the kohanim are our emissaries, or are they emissaries of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are they acting on behalf of us, or are they acting on behalf of Hashem? Over here it makes it sound like they are shluchei didan. They're our emissaries because of the fact that we consider their eating or the consumption of the korbanot to be a personal benefit, not something that's part of the avoda. If they are shlichim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then when they're acting as emissaries of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In that case, maybe even their eating should have been classified as being avodat l'Hashem, or in the mission of Hashem. You could argue, I think it's not mukhraf, you could just argue that even though they are acting on behalf of Hashem, there still is this personal benefit that's associated with it, and their eating, even though it is part of the quote-unquote avoda, nevertheless, it's not on the level of pure avoda because of the personal benefit that comes from it. But I think you could note at least the possibility that this favor saying that they are shluchei didan and not shluchei derachmana, as well as the fact that the Gemara and other places tells us that achilat kodeshim is a mitzvah, and that achilat kodeshim is not just a mitzvah, it's part and parcel of the kapara, which is v'achlu otam asher kupar v'hem, that the achilat of the kohanim provides kapara for the balim, or say part and parcel of the avoda. All of those statements make it that the eating of the kohanim is not simply mundane eating or consumption of food, just providing for the kohen. In that eating, there's an elevated status of eating, where either they are mishulchan gavoa kazachin, they're eating from the table of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they are eating so that the korban is effective, or they're eating in order to do a mitzvah. So here the Gemara does not consider that to be a strong enough reason in order to say that there's a kal v'chomer. You have to say is despite all of that, the fact that there is benefit and there's a personal side to eating, and eating in of itself is not necessarily appropriate in front of the master, in front of the Rebbe, so that would disqualify it had it not been for the fact that we had a pasuk. Once we had the pasuk that's matirit, then you could say all the things that we just noted are reasons why you would be able to eat inside of the eichal. May not be a natural svara or an automatic svara, but once we know that it is the case, we can explain it or we can justify it based on everything that we just said. Right now the next Mishnah says, Chatat ha'uf hayta nasit al keren dromit. The Chatat ha'uf was processed on the southwestern corner. The Chatat ha'uf, as opposed to the Olat ha'uf, is done on the floor. It's done below the Chut ha'sikra. The Olat ha'uf is done above the Chut ha'sikra on the Mizbeach itself, whereas the Chatat ha'uf is processed while you're standing on the floor opposite the southwestern corner. Then the Mishnah seems to back away from it and say it can be done anywhere. So obviously there's primacy given to that southwestern corner because it's mutar anywhere. So you have to figure out why there's a preference for the southwestern corner given the fact that it's kshera anywhere. Even though it's kshera in all other places, this is the location where it's processed. And again, we have to discuss why that is. That corner of the Mizbeach had three things that were done on the base, meaning when you're standing on the floor opposite the southwestern corner, there are three avodot that are done in that location. And there are three avodot that are done up above, meaning when the Kohen is standing on the Sovev, or possibly standing on the Mizbeach, that would turn out to be a part and parcel of the machloket between Rashi and the Bali and Tosafot, in terms of your accessibility to that southwestern corner of the Sovev, where Rashi says that there's only a small ramp that goes to the Sovev on the right side of the big ramp, meaning to the southeastern corner, To get to the southwestern corner, you'd have to actually go around the whole Soveiv. As Tosafot says, there's a second small ramp that goes off the big ramp to the Soveiv on the southwestern side. So you have a requirement of doing something on the southwestern corner. As we're going to see, you're allowed to access that immediately by walking up the ramp and turning to the left immediately. So that would be, according to Tosafot, done on the Soveiv, because you have access to that point from the smaller ramp off the larger ramp. Whereas for Rashi, there's no access to the left side of the big ramp, except to the Yisod. So the only way to go to the Keren Maravit Romit would be to ascend the Mizbeach completely, and then do it on top of the Mizbeach. So that would be, according to Rashi, what it means, Milamala, means up on the Mizbeach itself. Whereas for Bali Tosafot, it means on the Soveiv. Milamato, the three things that you do while you're standing on the floor opposite the southwestern corner are Katat Ha'Of. Obviously, that's why it's here, because we just mentioned in the Mishnah, the Katat Ha'Of is processed in that southwestern corner. Hagashot. As we just discussed in the previous Gemara, that Hagashat HaMincha is also done on the southwestern corner. V'sheirei Adam. And the remainder, the residual of the Dam from the Korbanot that were brought, whether it's Lifnim, or whether it's on the Mizbeach Chitzon, those from Lifnim are put on the western side of the southwestern corner. And those that are done on Mizbeach Chitzon are put on the southern side of the southwestern corner. But there were two pipings over there. It's above the Shittin. And the Dam, or the Sheir Dam, was poured onto the Yisod in that location of the southwestern corner. Umila Malon, up above, the three things that are done on the southwestern corner are Niso Chayayin V'amayim. The wine libations and the water libations, these are two items, are done on the southwestern corner. That's because, as we noted before, they expanded the Mizbeach to cover the Shittim in the southwestern corner, and the Mishnah and Sukkah, as well as over here, indicates that the libations were done in that southwestern corner on the piping that went down. They used to pour it down the piping and it would descend into the Shittim. So that was the location for the libations on the Mizbeach. V'olat Ha'Of, k'shei rabah b'mizrach. Olat Ha'Of, the primary location for the Olat Ha'Of, is actually on the southeastern corner. We're going to get to that on tomorrow's daf, and that's because there's a requirement by the Olat Ha'Of to throw the refuse or the parts that don't go on the Mizbeach to the Beit HaDoshen. The Beit HaDoshen is found on the eastern side of the ramp, and the closest location to the Beit HaDoshen is the southeastern corner. So even though the Olat can be done anywhere on the upper half of the Mizbeach, they always did it in the southeastern corner to ease the throw the Kohen had to make in order to land that stuff in the Beit HaDoshen when he's standing on top of the Mizbeach. If he moves to any one of the other Kronot, it'd be a longer throw and a much more difficult throw. So that takes the northern side out completely, because then he'd have to throw something to clear the entire Mizbeach, which would be extremely difficult. What's left then is the southeastern corner and the southwestern. Since the Beit HaDoshen is on the eastern side of the ramp, we give preference or priority to doing it on the southeastern side. But sometimes there was overflow. There were too many Kohanim doing Olat Ha'Of on the Soveiv going around the Mizbeach on the eastern side. Therefore, they allowed the overflow to go to the western side. The reason being that the Soveiv is only an Ama wide. You can't fit so many Kohanim over there in that southeastern corner. If you have a number of them doing Olat Ha'Of, once they reach a certain capacity, they move over to the western corner to do it over there, which is the next closest location to the Beit HaDoshen when the Kohen has to make a throw from there. Kol olim lemizbeach. Anybody who ascends the Mizbeach up the ramp, olim derech yamin. They go to the right side, which means when you're ascending the ramp, you stay to the right side, to the ramp, which is 16 amot wide. You ascend it on the 8 amot, which are to the right side. And then umikifin v'yordim derech small. And then you go around, and as you noted, we saw yesterday in the Gemara, umikifin mid kol pinot shatapunet derech yamin b'mizrach. Any turn you make is to the right side. So when you ascend the ramp, you turn right to go around the Mizbeach. But then you don't turn back when you're finished. You continue to encircle the Mizbeach and then descend on the left side. You're deemed derech small. And then you descend on the left side. Now, left side is not when you're descending. When you're descending, you're facing out. You're actually facing the right, that you're on the right side of the ramp descending. But from someone who's standing facing the ramp, the people that are descending the ramp are on the left side. So that's what it means. You ascend on the right side of the ramp. You encircle the Mizbeach, come down on the right side, but it's now the left side when you're facing towards the ramp, when you descend. And that way you're always going right. Again, we noted yesterday that going or making a right turn is in reference to you facing the object that you're encircling. So when you're facing the Mizbeach, you're always making a right turn when you go counterclockwise around the Mizbeach. And then you descend down the ramp on the other side. Exception is Kuzmin Ola, the Gimel Eilu. The exception of someone who's ascending to do these three things that are processed on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Shayu Olim V'Yordim Aleikev. So there they used to ascend and immediately turn left, not right, when they ascended the ramp, to go to the southwestern corner, and then when they were finished, they turned on heel and descended the normal way that someone would descend from the southwestern corner. So here, there's no demand for them to walk around the entire Mizbeach and then get to the southwestern corner. They're allowed to go directly to the southwestern corner, and we'll see that that has to do with the sensitivity of the items that they're bringing up that could be spoiled or ruined by the smoke of the Maracha, and therefore we want you to get to that southwestern corner as quickly or as expediently as possible. For that reason, we tell you to make a left turn when you get up to the top of the ramp, to go to the southwestern corner, do what you have to do, and again, where you're going would be maybe a Machloket Rashi and the Baalei Tosafot, between Rashi and the Tosafot, where Rashi would say you're going up to the top of the Mizbeach, because that's the only way you can make a left turn. The ramp that gets you there gets you to the top of the Mizbeach and make a left turn. But the Baalei Tosafot, who have a ramp that goes to the Sovev on the left side, you could be exiting off that ramp, that smaller ramp, go to the Sovev in the southwestern side. But either way, that means once you've completed the Avodah, you turn back and now descend the large ramp the way that anybody else who had ascended would have gone around and around the whole Mizbeach and descend there. You do the same thing over here. We don't make you go around the Mizbeach backwards in order for some reason to say that that's a kavod, not to go back the same way you came up. But here we say you turn around and you exit like anybody else would have exited from the Mizbeach. Now, the reason that you turn around and descend that way quickly, as the Baalei Tosafot will point out, is not because that's the shortest route out. If that was the case, when you went up the ramp and went to the right in the first place, we'd also ask you to turn around and descend right away. So, minimizing the amount that you walk around, or you're going around the Mizbeach, is certainly not the interest over here. But rather, the interest is that you do everything towards the right. So if here we had an exception and let you go to the left, as soon as you're finished with that, you continue to do things in a normal fashion, which means to go to the right. So that's why you turn on your heel and head down, because that's the way you would be going counterclockwise had you gone around to the right. So then when you go to the left, after you're finished, you pick up the direction or the guiding principle that would have governed how you walk around the Mizbeach had you gone the right way in the first place. You also do it here. When you went to the left, you continue to act then afterwards, going as if you were coming up from the right. So, mina hanemile, how do you know that the chatat ha'of is processed on the southwestern corner? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, lo yasim alei shemen, velo yiten alei levona. This is with regards to the korban oleh v'yoreid. So the korban consists of, if it's economically feasible for you, you buy a behema and you bring the korban behema. If you're not capable of bringing a behema, then you bring an oaf. And if you can't even bring an oaf, you bring a mincha. So this is the mincha that we're speaking about. It's a minchat choteh. So therefore, it doesn't have shemen, doesn't have oil. Lo yiten alei levona, doesn't have frankincense, which are things that enhance the mincha. And since it's a chatat, you make it as plain as possible. So those items are not put on there. Ki chatat hi. And the reason you don't have shemen in levona is because it is a chatat. Chatat kriya mincha, umincha kriya chatat. The pasuk creates a correlation between chatat and mincha. The fact that the mincha is called a chatat teaches us both that a mincha is like a chatat and that a chatat is like a mincha. Ma chatat tu'unat safon, af mincha tu'unat safon. Just like a chatat requires processing, the chatat beima requires processing in the north, so too a mincha requires processing in the north. Very good, you're pointing out. Didn't we just say the opposite at the beginning of today's Gemara, that the mincha could be done anywhere in the Azara, even in the Heichal? So what do you tell me that there's a requirement of Tzafon? We'll come back and address that in one second. Uma mincha bekeren marvid dromit, just like a mincha is done in the southwestern corner, av chatat bekeren marvid dromit, so too the chatat ha'of will be done in this southwestern corner. It's clear that the chatat ha'beimah is not going to be done in the southwestern corner, because the chatat ha'beimah requires arba karnot. You have to go to the four karnot of Mizbeach, and so therefore it can't be done in the southwestern corner. But the chatat ha'of, which is clear to do it anywhere below chut ha'sikra, there we would make a demand that you do it in the southwestern corner. And remember, in Korban oleh v'yoreid, there is a chatat ha'beimah, chatat ha'of, and then a mincha. So what we're saying is that the mincha's location will affect the chatat's location. And as the Shita Mekubetzit points out in Od Gimel, LP Rashi's explanation over here, that we don't apply this to the Melika, to say the Mikat Chatat Of has to be done in the southwestern corner, because the hekesh is between the two major components, the ikar avodah of each of these items, which for the mincha is the hagasha, and for the chatat of it is the dam. In addition, it's not similar in the fact that the hagasha touches the mizbeach directly, and that's not true by the case of the melika. But then, mincha gufa minalan, how do you know the mincha is done in the southwestern corner if you're telling me that it teaches you the chatat of is also done in the southwestern corner? Tanya, lifnei Hashem. The pasuk says with regards to the mincha, the pasuk that we read before in Tzav, which is Zotrat mincha, Hakrei Vota b'nei Aron. You're going to present and you're going to bring it b'nei Aron, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, el p'nei ha-mizbeach, to the face of the mizbeach. So there's a description of two requirements over here. One is that it's lifnei Hashem. Number two, it is that it's lifnei ha-mizbeach. And so the Braita learns, lifnei Hashem, yochol b'marav. Before Hashem, you're thought on the western side. The western side of the mizbeach is the side of the mizbeach that faces the heichal. So that would be lifnei Hashem. Tamalomar el p'nei ha-mizbeach. The pasuk says it has to be done in the face of the mizbeach. So the eil pnei mizbeach yachol b'darom. The face of the mizbeach is the southern side because that's the side which one ascends the mizbeach. That's where the kevesh is. As we saw yesterday's daf, the yerech hamizbeach tzafona, the tail of the mizbeach is on the northern side. So that means the front or the face is on the southern side. So if you have to do a pnei mizbeach, you're going to do it on the southern side. If you're doing the pnei Hashem, you do it on the western side. So then talmud lomar li pnei Hashem. That's why the pasuk says pnei Hashem. So you thought that means in the west. That's why the pasuk tells you Pnei Mizbeach. If you had Pnei Mizbeach, you would have thought Yechol b'Darom. Tamal Omer lifnei Hashem. They have to do it before Hashem, which is in the Marav. Ha Ketzad. How do you reconcile those two? Megisha b'Keren Marvit Romit Keneged Chuda Shel Keren B'Dayo. You bring it to the southwestern corner, and you touch it to the southwestern corner, and that's enough. And we learn in the Gemara in Machot, that the word dayo, what does that mean? That it's enough? It's enough, meaning, she'enu tzarich la'giya gufa l'mizbeach el ha'kli. You don't have to touch the actual mincha to the mizbeach, you have to touch the kli sharet, that it's in to the corner of the mizbeach. That's what it means, vidayo. So from here you learn that you have to do the mincha, process the mincha in the southwestern corner, because of b'fnei Hashem, el p'nei mizbeach. To reconcile between those two, or accomplish both of them simultaneously, you do it on the southwestern corner, which is both the Pnei Hashem, as well as the Pnei HaMizbeach. Now we have Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yechol Yegishenu L'Marava Shel Keren, O L'Duroma Shel Keren. So he has a different limud here. You would think that you put it on the western side of the corner, or the southern side of the corner. Amart, Kol Makom Shatam Motze Shnei Mikrot. Anytime you find two psukim, Echad Mikayim Atzmo U'Mikayim Chavero. If you follow one of the psukim, not only will you discharge the obligation that is stated in that pasuk, but you will also take care of what's written in the other pasuk, bechad, and if you follow one of the psukim, mekayim atzmo umvatel chaveiro, then you accomplish what's written in this pasuk, but then you would be dismissive of something that is in another pasuk, menechim ze, shemekayim atzmo umvatel chaveiro, we drop the pasuk, we drop the instruction that would only take care of itself, and then nullify or ignore that which is rendered an obligation in another pasuk, but tofsim et shemekayim atzmo mekayim chaviro. Therefore, we favor the pasuk that allows us to do something that when we fulfill whatever's written in this pasuk, we also happen to fulfill what's written in the other pasuk. Shata omer el pnei Hashem b'marav. If you say pnei Hashem is in the marav on the western side, heichan kiyamta et pnei mizbeach. If you did on the western side, then you're not mekayim pnei mizbeach, because pnei mizbeach is on the darom. If you say that I'm going to do it on Pnei Mizbeach, I'm doing it on the southern side, then you accomplish the Lifnei Hashem. So what Rabbi Elazar points out is, you have an option to do it on the western side because it says Lifnei Hashem, option to do it on the southern side because it says Pnei Mizbeach, but if I compare the two items, if I do it on the Marav, on the western side, which is Lifnei Hashem, then I certainly am not doing the Pnei Mizbeach, which is on the southern side, which is the case of the pasuk where you're mekayim it, the pasuk of the Hashem, but you're mevatel chaviro, which is you're mevatel pnei mizbeach. Now then, if you do it on the southern side, you are mekayim pnei mizbeach, because that is the face of mizbeach, but you also accomplish the pnei Hashem. So that's why we will favor doing it in that manner, putting it on the southern side, towards the corner, the southwestern corner on the southern side. But now, Gemara says, v'darom hechakiyamto, how on the southern side, how are you mikayim lifnei Hashem? I'm Ravashi, because Savar Aitano, this Tana believes, kule mizbeach b'tzafon goyi. The entire Mizbeach is on the northern side of the Azara, meaning over the midline of the Azara, that's where the Mizbeach is situated. That means that when you, even when you're doing things on the southern side of the Mizbeach, that is still Lifnei Hashem, because the most southern side of the Mizbeach is still Lifnei Petach Chol Moed. It's sitting in front of the Petach Chol Moed, and still Lifnei Hashem. So if you have a Mizbeach, as we noted before, that is skewed all the way to the north, meaning that it's on the northern side of the Azara, not on the south at all, then the southern face of that Mizbeach is not only the Pnei Mizbeach, it's also Lifnei Hashem. Implied in Rabbi Lezer's statement is that the solution of the Tanakama is not sufficient. If you do it on the corner, you've accomplished neither of them. You're not Lifnei Hashem and you're not in the Pnei Mizbeach. For him, it has to be either Pnei Mizbeach or Lifnei Hashem. You have to figure out which of those two accomplishes both items. But if you did it in the Choda, you would fail because you did neither of those items. And even though as the Shittim Kubetzin and Odalit points out, Vim Tomar Vahai Krav Minchad Nidavaktiv, the pasuk that we're quoting is about a minchat nedava, not about a minchat choteh. So how are you learning from the minchat nedava to the minchat choteh? V'yesh lomar, the pashat v'yikra k'tiv ve'veta et ha-mincha v'yigisha. Et ha-mincha k'ray yiteira. That's extraneous language there. V'yimatsi l'michta ve'veta levad. You could have just wrote ve'veta, not et ha-mincha. K'tiv et ha-mincha, l'rabot kol menachot. To teach you that all menachot have a similar din. Afilu minchat choteh lagasha liikuv makom. That lagasha and the location are me'akev because all the menachot are grouped together or have a single din, and therefore if we can prove something about one of the menachot, like here by the minchat nidava, we would apply it to the minchat choteh as well. So now that's the Gemara here, and as you noted already, the Gemara is extremely problematic because the Gemara starts out with a braita that indicates that just like a chatat is done in the tzafon, so too the mincha must be done in the tzafon, which explicitly goes against what we noted in the Gemara and the Mishnah that we noted on the previous Amud. So Rashi already says, Yudeani segirsuzu mishubeshet. I know that this girsa is problematic. Rashi right off the bat says, I have a problem here. Bim tomar minchat choteh chaluka mishar. It says, maybe you would speculate that there's a difference. The menachot that are mentioned in the previous Mishnah are minchot nedava. They are minchot that are brought voluntarily. They're not sin offerings. Whereas the mincha we're discussing here is a minchat choteh. So maybe you'll make a distinction that minchat choteh requires tzafon, but other minchot do not require tzafon. So he says, you can't say that, because then how can you write a stam mishnah that says, generically, minchot do not require tzafon? It can be done anywhere in the Azara. How can you make such a statement when it's just not true? There are menachot, the minchat choteh, which isn't kasher anywhere. The Mishnah should have at least alluded to that, at least given some sort of qualification to its statement. The fact that it makes a blanket statement makes it clear that there's no mincha that has a requirement of tzafon. So then he says, Vod, heyach efshar, the chatat of, sheba'a tachat chatat beima, eina tuna tzafon. How could it be that you have three korbanot here? You have the chatat beima, the chatat ha'of, and the mincha, which are all for the choteh by the korban olev yoreid. The chatat beima we know requires tzafon. Now what you're telling me is that the chatat beima tells you about the mincha that it also requires tzafon. But what about the chatat of? The chatat of sits between chatat beima and mincha, and nobody here is saying that a chatat of requires north. How could it be that the chatat beima and the mincha require north? And the Chatat Ov doesn't require north. Doesn't make any sense. It's not logical that the Chatat Ov that replaces the Behemah does not require Tzafon. And the Mincha that replaces the Chatat Ov does require Tzafon. The other problem that is noted by the Bali Tosafot that Rashi doesn't bring is the problem that Tzafon is a Hekesh Lehekesh. The only reason you know that by Chatat you need Tzafon is from Ola. And now you're learning Mincha from Chatat. So that means that you have a double Hekesh, which you know is not permissible inside of Kodoshim. That's also another problem with the girsa that's found here in the Gemara. So he says, "V'girsa achrina gasinin ba." There is an alternate girsa in the Gemara, "Veni odeya amita," but I don't know the veracity of the girsa. I don't have a way to verify, or I don't know the integrity of this girsa. "V'nira ve'enai," this is what I think. "Ma chatat psula shelo lishma, af mincha psula shelo lishma." Just like a chatat is problematic when you do it shalol lishma, so do a mincha, when you do the kmitza, shalol lishma will be problematic. So that's Rashi's solution to the problem. Tosafot challenges Rashi's view here that it has to do with the correlation between the Chatatim and the Chavs with regards to the Lo Lishma. Because first of all, the Gemara in Menachot brings a different reason for the fact that a Minchat Chuteh and a Minchat Kanaot that's done Shalom Lishma is Psula. They learn it out from the Miut of He. Just like that's the way it is by the Chatat Beima, so too over here by the Mincha. So they don't bring this Hekesh as the source. So he brings from a Rav, Rabbi Chaim Goris, Machatat Of to Una Yisod, Dichtim Nishar Midam Yimatzei Yisod HaMizbeach, Av Mincha to Una Gasha Keneged HaYisod. So he learns the Hekesh, or that which is in this Braita, the comparison to the Chatat and the Mincha, is that just like a Chatat requires Yisod, because it says, Nishar Badam Yimatzei Yisod HaMizbeach, so that's why the Chatat Of, so too by the Mincha, there's a requirement that the Hagasha be done in a location where there is Yisod. Tosafot then proceeds to bring a number of questions on this view, or the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Chaim, and then he brings a third possible Girsa, which is Rabbeinu Tam Goris, Machata Tuna Yamin, Af Mincha Kein. Just like the Chatat requires that the right hand of the Kohen be used for the Matnot Dam, so too with regards to the Mincha, the Kmitza at the Mincha, needs to be done like the right hand, and that is Lo Rabbi Shimon. That's against Rabbi Shimon's position, who says that the left is fine. Noted that the comparison of the Mincha to Chatat and an Asham tells you that there are two different options over here. Which is if you do it biyad, like a Chatat, you have to do it biyamin. You do it in a Kli, like the Asham, then you could do it with your left hand. So this Braita comes to dispel that view of Rabbi Shimon and say that it must be done with the right hand no matter what. Or then the Bali Tosafot suggests maybe even it fits in with Rabbi Shimon, that the Braita speaking in a case when you're coming to do it with your hand, you must do it with your right hand, and that's learned out from Chatat, and that's what the Girsa is according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. B'chol makom haitak sheira. The Mishnah says you can process the Chatat Of anywhere, but its place was on the southwestern corner. My Kamar, what's meant in the Mishnah? It seems to be almost contradictory. It's saying you can do it anywhere on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, but then it's saying, oh, we do it in the southwestern corner. Amar Ravashi Yochi Kamar. B'chol makom haitak sheira b'melikata. You have to bifurcate the din here. Melikat Chatat Of can be done anywhere around the Mizbeach or anywhere you want. This is a location for putting the dam on the Mizbeach. So he says there are two dinim here. One din is the Shechitat Of, which is the Melika. The other one is the Hazat Adam. The Hazat Adam, which we learned from the Hekesh before to the Mincha, is done in the southwestern corner, but the Melika can be done anywhere. Now the reason they would do the Melika in the southwestern corner is because you have to do the Hazat there. It's much easier to do the Melika and then immediately do the Hazat Adam than have to go do the Melika somewhere else, then run over to do the Hazat Adam on the southwestern corner. So Tanina La the Tanu Rabbanan. Our mission now is supportive of what we learned in a Braita. The Tanu Rabbanan, Melika b'chol makom ha-mizbeach sheira. You do the Melika anywhere on the Mizbeach. The way Rashi is explaining it, it means whether on the top of the Mizbeach, on the lower part of the Mizbeach. Sheira, that's fine. It's worth noting from the Gemara here that it looks like the Melika has to be done on the Mizbeach, even though we find a Tosefta Braita that seems to indicate you could do a B'chol Makom Ba'Zara. Nevertheless, from the Braita that we have here, it seems to be that the Melika is actually done on the Mizbeach itself. Although from Rashi on the next Amud, and here the Bali Tosavot say, Af Chatat B'Keren Marvit Romit, Tema D'Leofina Mine Melika, indicating that Melika does not have a din of being on the Mizbeach. And Rashi also says, Umelika Labi Mizbeach, Ela Hazam Yitzui, and therefore they both believe, like the Tosefta, that Melika can be done anywhere. Although if you look in the Ot Yud Bet of the Shita Mekubetzet, he adds the Girsa B'Mizbeach Naga Ela B'Hazam Yitzui, that you only require Nigiel the Mizbeach with Hazam Yitzui, but Shechita doesn't require Nigiel the Mizbeach, but still might require being done on the Mizbeach based on the language of the Braita that we're bringing here. Hizadama b'chol makom k'shira. We do the Hazat Adam anywhere on the Mizbeach, that is k'shira. Hizah v'lo mitzah, you do Hazat Adam, but you don't do the mitzui Adam that comes afterwards, k'shira. That's all k'shira. Uvaj yidein michut ha-sikra ulamato, midam ha-nefesh. As long as you put from the dam ha-nefesh on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Hizah is the blood that shoots out of the bird after the melika is done. That's the hazaah, which shoots out and then hits the side of the Mizbeach. Mitzah is the pressuring of the bird against the wall of the Mizbeach to have the remaining dam come out. And as we learned earlier on in the Masechta, mitzat adam is not me'akev. If there's dam left over in the bird, you do the mitzah. If there's no dam left over, you don't have to do mitzah. That's clearly indicative of the fact that it's not me'akev. And that's what the Braita is saying over here, which is, hizah v'lo mitzah. He does the zah, doesn't do the mitzah. It is k'shera because the mitzah is not me'akev. The Gemara once again here says about this Braita, my kamar. What's meant in the Braita? Rashi notes that the stira in the Braita is that the earlier part of the Braita says you can do the dam, whether it's on top or down below. And then it says you have to do it on the lower half of the Mizbeach. So how can you reconcile the statement that's later on versus the earlier statement which says it's kasher anywhere? And he says, don't think that it's telling you that if you did some of the dam nefesh above, then you have to go below and put on the dam nefesh below, because it doesn't say mi dama, it just says v'hiza dama. All of its dam was done anywhere. Mizbeach is k'shera. So there's no implications that only a portion of the dam was done. And therefore now you have a stira in the Braita that needs to be reconciled. In addition, others point out the fact that the qualification about the hazat adam is found at the end of the Braita, even though it references the hazat adam and not to the mitzui adam. So for both of those reasons, there's a problem in the Braita. And therefore, achi kamar, we're going to reread the Braita to say the following. Melaka b'chol makom b'mizbeach, k'shera. You do melika anywhere on the mizbeach, that's k'shera. Mitzad ama makom makom mizbeach, k'shera. So instead of it saying hazah, now it says mitzah. That the mitzah can be done in any location, instead of saying that the hazah can be done in any location. And then we add in the word she'im. Eizah v'lo mitzah, k'shera. The reason being that even if you didn't do the mitzah at all, you would be k'shera. So therefore, if you do the mitzah in the wrong place, it's still okay. Uvajitein mechuta sikra lamata midam anafesh. As long as you've done hazat adam on the lower half of the mizbeach, then the mitzui adam is not me'akev. Therefore, whether you don't do it at all, or whether you do it in the wrong location, it's not going to affect the kashrut of this korban. And then, the fact that you have to do it below the chuta sikra, we qualified by the limud from Mincha to tell us that it should be done in the southwestern corner, below the chuta sikra. But in that way, now this bright is now supported or in concert with our Mishnah, which says, number one, malikata can be done anywhere. And number two is that the hazaah has to be done on the lower half of the mizbeach, plus in the Karen Marvi Dromit, once we have the limud from the Mincha. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph.